A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. A young man approached Jesus and said, "Teacher, what good must I do to gain eternal life?" He answered him, "What do you ask me? Why do you ask me about the good? There is only one who is good. If you wish to enter into life, keep the commandments." He asked him, "Which ones?" And Jesus replied, "You shall not kill. You shall not commit adultery. You shall not steal. You shall not bear false witness. Honor your father and your mother. And you shall love your neighbor as yourself." The young man said to him, "All of this I have observed. What do I still lack?" Jesus said to him, "If you wish to be perfect, go sell what you have and give to the poor, and you will have treasure in heaven. Then come, follow me." When the young man heard this statement, he went away sad, for he had many possessions. The Gospel of the Lord. In the first reading, the people followed the other gods of the various nations around them, abandoning the Lord, the God of their fathers. In the gospel, we read that when this young man came to Jesus, he loved him. And the conversation that went on showed that he was doing his best. But there was one thing he couldn't give up: his prized possession. Now, we may want to think that this is not my concern. Riches are not my problem. I do well with my riches. Or I am not rich, so Jesus is not talking to me. He's not talking about me. But then, let us take a deeper look at what Jesus is saying. What is it that can come between me and you? What is it that can come between me and you? It could be your job. It could be your relationship. It could be your wealth. It could be anything. What is that idol you have made for yourself, like those in the first reading? What is it that has owned me rather than me owning that thing? What is it I cannot let go of? What is that Jesus will say or demand of you and you will say and you not turn your back on him? It could be anything. It was Benjamin Franklin that said, "A man who thinks that wealth can do everything may well be suspected of doing everything for wealth." A man who thinks wealth can do everything may well be suspected to think that he would do anything and everything to gain wealth. No. Jesus is our all in all. Is there anything that is an obstacle right now between me and God? At the end of the day, we're not going to take anything from this world. Job himself will remind us, "Naked I came into this world, and naked I will return." So what is it? What is it that can inhibit me from openly expressing myself to God and to one another?